So if you had this very reliable, it seems, source of political support with the presidency, I'm wondering, how did you approach building a public constituency for change, promoting the idea and the importance of reform amongst the general public, whether that was a concern of yours or not?
Well, first, the Indonesia setting after Suharto time, you can and you have to know the setting in the sense that the media become very open and very democratic. Certainly, media is going to be very important in setting the tone and even can kill the idea at the very initial stage or even promoting, even they are not visible in this case. So they are very influential. So at the early stage of this reform, even before we even at the stage of increasing the remuneration, at that time I have a continuous meeting with the media, chief editors and so on. And I told them, do you agree with what we are doing? Yes. You appreciating what we are doing? Yes. Could you support us? Certainly. Okay. Then I'm going to ask any help if I need from you. So at the time when I have to propose this remuneration, which is very sensitive to Indonesia, and I don't think you know that my top echelon, they told me that I'm going to fail. That at that time, they said first, the parliament will not approve, and secondly, when it is put in the public, they just condemn us. So I said, oh my God, I cannot sustain this reform until I can deliver to my staff that they really have this remuneration which has become rational and logical to the structure. So if I fail here, then I fail the reform. So then I said, I want to have a meeting, intensive meeting with the chief editor. So I invite them again, and I said to them, you asked me to reform. Yes, I did. I'm doing it. I'm still continue doing it. But now I'm in a stage which is very critical. I'm going to increase the salary. I know you are all going to respond tomorrow in your headline, Minister of Finance, wasting money and so on. And without any output, it's going to be guaranteed. If you do that, I'm sure the reform is going to be killed immediately, tomorrow, I said. So it's really up to you. You want to support me? I'm here. I'm Sri Mulyani. I'm the same reformist as you think always, and you always call me that. I'm willing to do it. I try to doing it, but I cannot avoid the cost. So if you support me, please tone down the news about this. I don't know how you do it. I'm not going to bribe you because this is reform, so I'm not going to bribe any news. But if you really believe in what we are doing, so I really have to talk to all of them. Sometimes I have to come to each the newspaper office and so on. And I got a very good support. So the media, instead of putting that the Minister of Finance increasing 10 times is crazy, is very insensitive when the people are still poor, when the fuel price increase, and she's crazy increasing the salary,